Hey, all right. I'm here with my friend Brett. He is one of my former students. So I guess you know you're a student of a lot of different people, but you know we had an impact on each other, and actually quite recently even. And you know you're 23, full of life, full of you know ready to take it by the horns and start a career and all that fun stuff. But yeah, say hello, I guess.
Hi.
Hey, so you know, like I was saying, I wanted to do these I guess little short podcast reviews, you know, kind of like talk about my work and what I'm all about, let people get to know it, but also let everybody know that, man, I've built like really good friendships with people in the community in Europe and Chicago, and there's a bunch of people that I'm really close with up there. But dude, if you could man, if you could like talk about some of the differences and you know what you saw with me and what kind of like our journey through all this, because we met a while ago.
Yes, we did. Back when I was a young, naive undergrad. That's in college.
True. That's true.
Didn't know anything about anything. Well, it's not true, but yeah, whatever. But yeah. All right, so let's see. Working with El Topo, is that what you want?
No, man. Whatever. Call me Steve.
Okay. All right, working with Steve, El Topo, whatever. I'm sure he has other names. but, yeah, basically, when I was first getting involved in this, I didn't really have, like, the greatest conversational skills. I didn't really understand how conversational dynamics went. And to say that I didn't understand women, especially women's sexuality, I guess would be an understatement. But Steve sort of, he's helped me for a while now. It's been a long transitional process, and the way I sort of look back on it, I feel like you've helped me sort of in steps. I feel like a lot of those steps were first learning the basic conversational skills, learning how to talk with people, learning how to share myself and who I am and what I'm about with other people in a positive, comfortable light, you know, in an appropriate time, in an appropriate way, so that I can get to know people, they can get to know me, and I can form relationships with people that, you know, I connect with on whatever level. And that was great. That alone was, you know, worth so much time, so much money, and it's helped me, you know, above and beyond. Taking it to the next level, though, I continue to work with you. I would say that, you know, it was probably very much of our first kind of interactions. Taking it to the next level, though, I kept talking with you, kept, you know, getting into this, you know, kind of sociology, I guess what we do to be classified as sociology, and interacting with other people and women. And once I sort of learned how to convey who I was as a person in an interesting, unique way, I wanted to learn more. You know, especially about my own sexuality, female sexuality, so that I could, you know, begin romantic relationships with women, you know, not just friendships, which are great, but ultimately, you know, what I want, and I think a lot of people want, are some sort of romantic relationship. And I think working with you, the next few times that I worked with you, really helped me, take me to the next level. It was, you know, once I got the basic communication skills, you helped me learn about my sexuality, about female sexuality, and how to communicate that through body language, through storytelling, through, you know, touching, body positioning, stuff like that, and just really understanding female psychology a lot. And once I began working with it, it was obviously a little bit uncomfortable at first. The more you work with it, the more comfortable you feel. And I feel like a lot of what you have taught me has sort of become more ingrained in my personality and who I am as a person now, and comes through a lot more naturally than I ever used to. And, you know, women are very instinctive, perceptive, whatever. I think they pick that up. And it's kind of almost transformed my interactions with women, from friendships to becoming more romantically involved, either, you know, a lot of the times very organically. Sometimes, you know, I'll go back and think of some of the stuff that, you know, we've talked about or I've read, you know, or that you've helped me through. But it's added a whole new dynamic to my, you know, personal relationships.
Well, dude, one of the things I'd want to talk to you about is actually, it's pretty interesting because you respect women. You know, you didn't want to be like some, you like sex. I mean, and a lot of guys, I think, can relate with that. And what's so interesting is at a young age, you know, you have that level of maturity. I didn't have it at your age. And, you know, you like sex, you respect women. But at the same time, you wanted to do it honestly. And I've actually done a couple of these interviews, and what keeps coming up, and you know, like I'm asking you questions and stuff like that, but everybody kind of says the same thing. And we've had, you know, other private conversations where we're saying the same thing. They're like, dude, it's like, you know, basically I'm really being myself, and he taught me kind of like techniques how to do that that were better than the standard kind of, you know, pickup community type things. And you know, got insane results from it. So, and this other thing, because you, before we started recording this call, you said, you know, community, no community. And this is something that we've talked about. And it's like, man, the part of the reasons why I'm doing this is so, you know, guys come to my site and they don't feel awkward. They don't feel weird. They don't feel like they're looking up some secret hobby. You know, it's more like they're, you know, trying to learn how to become a, you know, a better man or project that in those ways. And dude, that's what it's about. That's what it's about, is learning about your sexuality, expressing it to somebody else, and having them, you know, build a bond with you that you can relate. It's the most human thing, you know. It's the most human thing. Socializing and sex are like so ingrained in us, yet we pay people to learn how to do it. And what's sad is, you know, society kind of help to make that happen.
Right.
But dude, if you could talk about those things, because, you know, what really has been our teaching thing is, yeah, there's been a lot of technique, a lot of theory, a lot of, you know, stuff that we came up with, like custom routines and shit like that. But when it comes down to it, I feel that with us, it's been an experience. You know, it's that life experience that we use to make it happen.
So there's a lot of ways that I can respond to this, a lot of thoughts that I had while you were talking. Basically, what I'm going to say is, first, one of the reasons that I like working with you so much is because you're so individually tailored. You so individually tailor your lessons to, A, who the client is a person that you're working with, and B, what they need to improve on. The most, because everybody has strengths and weaknesses and how they communicate with other people, how they, you know, talk to women and whatever. And on top of that, everybody is a unique person. You know, they enjoy doing this over that. You know, their general disposition can be a little bit different, or they can have different goals. And so you take both into account when working with someone, and what ends up happening is a very personalized kind of feeling and growth through the course of working with you. On top of that, what I was going to say is that, yes, absolutely, the way that you work with people, because your teaching is so individualized, it doesn't feel as, you know, quote-unquote, gamey as a lot of the community stuff. And I feel like the reason that that is because I don't really know if game is is that necessary? I feel like if people learn how to become comfortable with themselves and comfortable with their sexuality and, you know, just sort of understand how to communicate with other people, you know, read body language and stuff like that, then a lot of, you know, the gamey stuff, whatever, the routines, it just happens organically from who you are as a person. You know, your comfort with your own sexuality, talking about it, the way you walk and express yourself comes out, and that's really what attracts women. On top of that, you know, if you really are true to yourself and true to your interests and true to your life story and true to who you are as a person, then you also attract the type of people you know, that you're going to want to be around. You're going to attract the people who have common interests, the people who find you interesting. And I think that's awesome. I think another big misconception in the community and just with guys in general is I think a lot of guys get frustrated because they fall into the, you know, the nice guy syndrome. And then they start thinking, well, the only way that I, you know, going to get girls, and they start looking around, seeing that the people who are douchebags or dicks are end up being the people who get laid. And so they start modeling that behavior and think that, you know, girls respond to asshole guys, which is true and not true at the same time. I mean, my basic theory, you would probably know better than this, than me, is that you can be a nice guy and still get women. The main thing, you don't need to be an asshole. The main thing is that you just learn how to be comfortable with yourself and get rid of the needy behavior and understand that, like, you know, if you are yourself and you're confident and you're strong, like, good things will come in time and you can still be a good person and get laid. You know, I think you helped me understand that better than anybody and has made me more confident. And it's actually the confidence that comes through the most, that gets the most attraction than I've ever been before in my life. That coupled being comfortable with my sexuality has skyrocketed my results and allowed me to have fulfilling, good sexual relations with women without having to be a dick, so to speak.
So. Yeah. Dude, that's a lot, actually. Dude, let me say this, is I just want guys to know, you know, like, the kind of results that you had, because I came up, we've worked on it in a number of capacities, but last time was just a couple months ago. I worked with you, 23, I worked with a guy who was 31, my age, I worked with another guy who was 40, and another guy who was in his 60s, and you guys all had different goals, and you all got different results, but talk about the results that you got. And
okay.
Yeah.
It was really funny. When you came that weekend, I've been studying this for a while, and I had been sort of pursuing the three girls on my plate who I had, you know, day six or day seven or whatever, and still hadn't talked. And then the day after you left, I think you left Sunday, I think that Monday I ended up closing every single one of them in the same day. I think I slept with three new girls that Monday. Yeah, it was awesome. It's because I had a lot of components there, and when you came that weekend, our goal that weekend really was to focus on sexuality, adding that component to who I was as a person, who I was comfortable adding that to, you know, my game or whatever. And that, apparently that was the missing piece of the puzzle. And, three girls in one day.
Well, dude, and the thing is, too, is also that I really kind of, like, want to make clear, because we've also talked about this, is that it's not like you just went and fucked three girls. Part of growing up is sex, you know, and getting good and confident with it. And you can make a lot of mistakes with sex and all that stuff. And you're actually starting off on a really, really good foundation and footing of just, like, you know, your own personal beliefs or whatever. But, dude, it can get confusing, and when you're sexually comfortable and dominant and know how to project it, man, it's like you're having better sex with people and actually more honest and, like, freeing, you know, and sexually liberating, you know, those girls that you're with, and not really tricking or fooling them, and it's really easy to do, you know?
Yeah, it feels a lot better, too. You feel great. You get that emotional connection component. It's just not like a physical act, and it leaves you feeling good, and it leaves the person feeling good. Women are very perceptive to emotions. If you're feeling good, if you have a good positive experience and there isn't secrecy and, you know, lying or whatever deception behind your lays, like, you know, consciously or unconsciously, that gets picked up, and it just makes the relationship better. Right. And I had a great time with all three girls that I slept with. Each experience was different, and I'm still, you know, seeing, well, two of them, one of them, whatever, but I'm still seeing two of them, and so, yeah.
Wow, no, that's that's really cool. I don't know, we talked the other day, and it was just, you were saying, like, you know, in terms of how I taught and the style I taught and the reason why you liked it, I think that's important for guys to hear. If you could sum it up, you were talking a lot about, like, you know, things like life experience and stuff like that, but just so people could know, you know, kind of the place where I'm coming from and the place where I relate with you, and actually how I related with all four of you guys on, you know, who are very different and had different goals at the workshop we did in Chicago.
Right, right, right. So the reason why I like working with you is because I feel like a lot of stuff in the community or whatever information out there is can be very theoretical, whereas I feel like you've been through a lot of, you know, of the situations that I'm facing, so you sort of know what it's about, and I feel like your advice is a lot more practical and honest and makes sense. And what else? What were you looking for this question?
Well, no, just it's like the working with the diversity of all you guys and coming from life experience and all that sort of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. What can other people expect? I'll even say this. I just did an interview with a guy, and he hired me. He didn't really know much about me. You know, he got referenced from a friend, and he read a little bit online, and he forked over, you know, $4,000 to do a one-on-one with me, and that amazes me. And so, like, what I want to get for guys, you know, I mean, that's crazy. I'm glad that people give me good testimonials, or, you know, if you had a friend that worked with me, that's great. But guys out there, you know, what could you tell them just about, I don't know, that's the biggest thing that I get is that, dude, you're very different. You actually relate with people. And sadly, I guess there's not a lot of instructors who do or whatever. If you could just explain that for people, you know, who might be on the fence in that sort of way.
Yeah, so absolutely. Okay. So, like you said, when we went out that weekend, it was me, 23-year-old, you know, college student, a couple other guys, 31-year-old, and then a 50-something-year-old, and I think there's another guy. But we were all looking for something different. I, you know, was obviously looking to add, like, a sexual dimension to my game. I think there was a guy who was looking to, you know, pick up hired guns because, you know, he went to clubs and stuff a lot. There's someone who was working on his relationship. And the thing that amazed me is that you were able to give us all very different advice tailored to our wants and our needs, based, you know, on A, what we were looking for, B, on our personality, C, on our strengths and weaknesses. And it came across that you have, I just feel, I'm just guessing just from, you know, listening to you, my ability to, you know, pick things up, that you've been in a lot of different situations in your life. You've tried a lot of different things. You've been in relationships. You've picked up hired guns, you know. You've gone through the process of making yourself more sexually comfortable or whatever. And that experience really shines through. It makes the whole experience better for the students. It makes me feel more comfortable, more confident in what I'm learning, and I think it generates better results. And I think that you put a lot of time into what you teach. I think you and try things. I think you reflect on those things, and I think that you've done a lot. And so I feel like you have a wide breadth of knowledge, a lot of experience base, and a lot of, you know, good conscious and probably unconscious reflection and evaluation on the things that you've done, which have, I personally think, made you into an excellent teacher and has made things sink in really well. You know, you're very good at picking up on where exactly people are getting stuck and caught up.
Cool. So, well, shit, man. Yeah. I appreciate it. Dude, I'm gonna stop the tape because I want to talk to you about some. But yeah, man. Awesome. I think this will be, like, really helpful to folks. So, cool, dude. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.